what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, just a wee bit of shameless self-promotion here. I'm not going to be shy about this. Tonight, you just heard me in the money segment. We're going to talk with Hillary Kramer about your portfolio and your stocks. You want to figure out how to do better? Listen tonight at 7. If you're in other parts of the country, it's 7 p.m. weeknights on AM 970, The Answer. You can stream it from anywhere on planet Earth. Go and get it. And tomorrow night when we talk travel, because I don't, and this is going to shock some of you because you think this is the only thing I do. We don't talk any politics on the other show. It is all stuff to help make your life better. I do some politics here. I do news of the day here. That this stuff is all just fun. And tomorrow night when we talk travel, we're going to talk to the mother of the recent Emmy winner as of last night, Jason Sudeikis, who plays Ted Lasso, has a mustache and he talks like he's from the Midwest. And he's everything about the American bumpkin that Europe thinks. Coaching a British soccer team, football, as they like to call it over there. And it's very, very heartwarming. And anyway, his mom is associated with the travel industry. She's going to join Valerie Dealey and I as we chat travel tomorrow night. So I just wanted to give you those two heads up tonight, money. Tomorrow night, travel. AM 970, The Answer in New York City. It is a lot of fun. I hope you'll join us. We call it Radio Night Live, and I hope to see you there. All right, something about last night's Emmy Awards. You know, they had a lot of shows that did pretty well. Ted Lasso, the show that Jason Sudeikis is in, I think it won 7 Emmy Awards. The show about that chess player, The Queen's Gambit, also set in England, it picked up a few awards. The Crown, which details the history of the monarchy, well, in the British royal family with Queen Elizabeth. It's all about her life. That won awards last night. And in the midst of all of these shows that are set in England that have a lot of historical characters that people go off of, the complaint today is that there weren't enough black winners or Asian winners or Latino winners or LGBTQ winners in last night's Emmy Awards. And Netflix, the network that puts out The Queen's Gambit and The Crown, both of them, he's one of them that's complaining about the fact that it was just all white straight people that won the Emmys. And friends, it's a small world. There's only so many shows that are nominated. There's only so many performances each year that qualify, blah, blah, blah. And we're still a nation where 70% of the population is white. I mean, occasionally something like this is going to happen. Does it mean that the Emmys were inherently racist last night? I don't think so. Shouldn't the challenge be, instead of to say, well, we're going to automatically make sure that we have more diversity in the winners, is to just encourage people that are diverse to make more and greater and better television? I don't always understand why the solution needs to be top down when you're in an openly competitive world. Just do a better thing coming from the bottom up. That's the way a lot of people do it. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.